or by a prophet to a people who are unable to receive the divine lesson and have no familiar acquaintance with God, may be compared with the case of a parrot, which has no such acquaintance with the form of a man, so that it should be able to receive instructions from him. God Most High holds the shape in front of the disciple as the mirror in front of the parrot, while he dictates from behind this mirror, saying, "Do not move your tongue to hasten it." It is nothing but an inspiration that is inspired. This is the beginning of an endless problem. When the parrot, which you call the image, moves its beak in the mirror, the movement is not by its own volition and power. It is a reflection of the articulation of the parrot outside, which is the learner, not the reflection of the teacher behind the mirror. But the external parrot's articulation is controlled by the teacher. This, then, is a comparison, not a similitude.
Translation. You see, it's a very short paragraph, one page only, and this long explanation, why? Because he wants to make a point sharp. He doesn't want you to read and go, okay, that was an example. Now listen how he explained all of this, because he's explaining how should you learn. You should understand that if I'm telling you something, this is not me. I'm behind a mirror. This is you in the mirror. Because we are talking about you. The subject is you. Therefore, you should understand. It's like when I want to make a parrot talk, I'll put a mirror. And the parrot will see another parrot. So I'm talking and the parrot thinks that it's talking with another parrot and it will start like that. He says, it works like this. Teacher will show you something. You should understand that something is you. And he wants to see the reaction of you to you, because you are making yourself. This is the beginning of the story. Do you remember? Who is making your character? You. Who is building your personality? You. How? With looking in other mirrors. Then, when there is a mirror that you find your own picture, you notice. You understand. This is what he wants. He wanted you to understand before this. Yes.
A parrot sees its reflection facing it in the mirror. The teacher is concealed behind the mirror. That sweet-tongued, well-instructed man is talking. The little parrot thinks that these words uttered in low tones are spoken by the parrot in the mirror. Therefore, it learns speech from one of its own kind, being unaware of the cunning of that old wolf. He is teaching it behind the mirror. Otherwise, it does not learn except from its congener. It learned to talk from that accomplished man, but it is ignorant of his meaning and mystery. It receives speech, word by word, from man. What should the little parrot know of man except this?
Okay. Now, this story was quite simple, right? He explained that, look at it, this is how it happens. The parrot cannot learn from the teacher, but could learn from that. And this is the trick of the teacher, who called it even wolf. This wolf teacher will do this, because this is the only way to do it. Do you remember the first days here? I always start the first days and I say, listen, the main thing you should always remember is we are talking about you. Each one of you, you should understand we are talking about you. Here he's explaining it somehow. He says, you know what? I'm talking to you. How it works. I'm talking general, aren't I? No. I'm just bringing in the subject. What's your reaction to the subject I brought in? It depends who you are, how you understand what I'm talking. You will look at this picture and which part of it interested you, which is showing you, because you are your main interest. This is the trick of teaching here. The teacher will bring in a mirror and is behind the mirror and talking to you, yes. But you don't get it that way. This is a different path because this is something you should learn from yourself. Because you are the subject and you know what's going on and all that. We are talking about the feeling in you. Yes?
Similarly, the disciple full sees himself in the mirror of the Sheikh's body.
This is the way it is. Did you know that? That the body of the peer, when you look at it, you see yourself. You don't see that fellow. This is the tricky stuff. He will explain it. Yes?
How should he see universal reason behind the mirror at the time of speech and discourse? He supposes that a man is speaking and the other is a mystery of which he is ignorant.
How? This is something you should understand, right? He says, okay, a master is talking to a follower. What's going on here? What's going on really? When a master is talking to a follower, that master is not thinking about himself, right? He doesn't get personal here. So he's out of the picture. What is in the picture there? The stuff which is behind this master. The stuff that this master had learned and got from other masters to become a master. That stuff is out. That is the mirror. And that's what you're learning. You're not listening to this fellow. For example, I'm talking now. And you're listening. Who is talking here? Rumi. I'm just reading this and explaining this. Rumi is back. It's always like this. It means all the learning and teaching and experience of the masters and masters and masters are accumulated in the masters we get today, isn't it? This is how it works. He said, this is it. Beyond the mirror is that Abhikul, the main central intelligence. That's something that nobody sees. Because that's beyond the mirror and it's playing the trick to teach us. Yes?
He learns the words, but the internal mystery he cannot know. For he is a parent, not a boon companion. Likewise, people learn the note of birds. For this speech is an affair of the mouth and throat.
This is it. Is it? When the talking, you will learn, because talking is talking. Okay, you move your mouth and you make that sound, and this is it. So even a bird is singing, you could imitate the voice. But what else is there? Is there any meaning in it? Imagine a parrot sitting there, and I will imitate the parrot. I make some noises. What's going on here? I blame the game with the bird, and we are talking, but is there any meaning over there? This is the point. Some talking are pointless. There are some special talking which contain that essence. Yes?
But ignorant of the bird's meaning, except an august Solomon of goodly insight. Many learn the languages of dervishes and gave added luster to the pulpit and assembly place. Either nothing was bestowed upon them except those expressions, or at last mercy came and revealed the way.
Okay. Any interpretation? Look at it. The final three verses. What do you see there? There is some bizarre stuff over there. First of all, he was talking about the meaning and the bird and the master and all that stuff, right? Suddenly, he said, listen, when you are blah, 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 blah with the birdie, there is no meaning there, except. That's the point. There is no rule here without the exception. The exception is Solomon, or somebody like Solomon, the healthy fellow, who speaks with the birds. Don't forget that. That exception is always there. Look around, you will see that he's talking about it. Everybody will learn it. Some people even, they need only to learn that. Not really practically. Or maybe at the end, they will succeed. Everything is in the air like that. Because the main stuff he wanted to say here was an example for you to understand that when you are listening, it depends where and why. If you're listening to your master, you're looking at yourself and you will understand something is special. And that's it. That's the secret. To understand that there is something behind it. When somebody is teaching you, his teacher and teachers and all that are behind it. It's not a personal stuff. That is one of the differences. That is how Peer could be like a mirror, not be really himself. Because he will let go of whatever it is, he goes back only to the source of that knowledge you need now, right? He will show it to you. Yes.
A mystic saw a bitch big with young, and whose womb the young were barking. He remained it in amazement, saying, the reason of a dog's barking is to keep watch. To bark in the mother's womb is not keeping watch. And again, barking may be a call for help, or its cause may be a desire for milk, etc. And there is no such purpose in this case. When he came to himself, he made supplication to God, and no one knows the interpretation thereof except Allah. An answer came. It represents the state of a party who pretended to insight and utter sayings without having come forth from the veil and before the eyes of their hearts had been opened. Therefore, neither to themselves do strength and support accrue, nor do their hearers any guidance and right direction.
Again, a hell of an explanation. About what? About a silly example. The silly example is a fellow who in his dream will see a doggy and the child of the dog before being born will talk. A silly stuff like that.